It's the A's and the O's on Tuesday. Oakland's Boog Powell beating the Boog Powell before the game. And with Boog on base in the first, it is Jed Lowry at the plate.
Powell runs, and Lowry hits one deep to right field. And that baby's gone. Jed Lowry with a towering home run to right center field to give the A's a 2-0 lead. Healy launches one. That baby is gone. A two-homer game for Ryan Healy, and it's 5-0 A's. And that hits Blackburn. And it's going to be a hit for Mancini, and let's hope he's okay. So a scary moment for the A's as Blackburn has to leave the game, getting hit by the Mancini line drive.
Here's Manny Machado is 0 for 2. Caleb Joseph's at second base for Baltimore. Drilled to center, way back. Powell at the track. He'll just turn and watch. And a two-run shot to center field by Manny Machado. Gets the Orioles on the board. He's looking for a cushion here. 5-4 lead, one out, ninth inning. Adam Jones going back at the track, right to the wall, leaping at the wall, and gone.
And the A's needed an extra run, and they just got it thanks to Chris Davis.
What a great time to get your 500th career hit.
The A's pick up the 6-4 win. With his multi-homer game, Ryan Healy extends his hitting streak to 10 games. Oakland scored all six of their runs via the home run. Paul Blackburn departed the game in the fifth inning after getting hit on the hand, but post-game x-rays were negative. Ryan Healy's two-home run game, the fourth multi-homer game of his 2017 season, as he set the tone in the A's 6-4 victory over the Orioles on Tuesday. Here is Healy sharing his thoughts after the game.
It's interesting, we actually haven't hit BP the last 2 days, so we didn't get to get a feel for the ballpark or really how the ball traveled. You see obviously how the ball flies a little bit during the game. But, you know, the rumors are it's a nice hitter's ballpark, so it's good to be here and playing.
Talk about your two home runs. One to right center, pitcher was up and away. Then you'd really load it up and crush the ball to left field. The two different types of locations, how much did the second one pay off because of what you did the first one, or was it just a matter of swinging hard?
You know, it's definitely not only swinging hard. I've been working really hard with Bushy in the cages, trying to get a couple things ironed out. And I feel like finally when I hit that ball to right center, That things felt normal again. And then I was able to jump on a fastball that won the left field. So things starting to click a little bit more day by day.
And, Ryan, it's interesting. The A's have made a lot of trades and traded away a fair amount of veteran players. And now you have this young group, and you know these guys from the minor leagues. You played together. How much fun are you guys having as a group?
It's a blast. It's just our day-to-day work in the locker room, the weight room, the batting cage. It's very loose and in a very positive manner just because the guys are familiar with one another. So I think we do a really good job of keeping each other loose and keeping each other focused. And I think it's going to pay off for us more and more as we go and grow in this game.
You know, you made a very interesting point. You've been working with Darren Bush, the A's hitting coach. And I know you work every day. You want to excel, and you're doing a great job doing that with the home runs and what you're doing. How much of the preparation before the game begins helps you during the game because you are working so hard before?
I mean, realistically, all we can really control in this game is our routine and the process. I've learned that a lot from the veterans around the league this year. That's really what they preach. So just really just trying to control what I can control and let the game be what it is. But really just focusing on what the prep work is in the batting cage and making sure you're doing the proper things. They haven't really translated into the game for me lately. But I feel like the work has been there for not only myself but for the entire team. Guys are working hard and they're working right, and it's very exciting to see.
The A's send Daniel Gossett to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Dylan Bundy.